Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. And this is Taking It to the Streets. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, November the 16th, 2020. Now, I'm Bishop Sherlene Cook, and I'm the founder of No Bounds Global Outreach Ministries, which is the home of the Spirit Alive Networks, the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, which airs right here every Sunday morning on the Transformation Station, Glory to God. And at the top of the program, you heard Spirit Alive's very own Dr. Sylvester Carl Henderson and the Los Madonnas Choir singing Thank You. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow as we go to the Lord. Oh, we would also like to take this time to once again welcome my friends from Indonesia and Malaysia to our listening family. We're so glad that you are now with us. God bless you. And we pray that the Spirit Alive programming blesses you as much as it blesses us to do them. Amen. So let us bow. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just want to come right now and take the time to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to go out over the airwaves all over this world, Lord, and bless your people. Father, I come right now lifting up the woman of God to your throne, Lord, asking that you pour into her, Lord, as she pours into your people. Prepare their hearts and minds, Lord God, to receive and retain and apply everything that the woman of God has to share with us on tonight. And Lord God, it is my fervent prayer that if someone doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be the day that they would change their eternal address. Lord, I want to just thank you for all that you're doing in us, through us, and for us, and we give you all the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I am once again very excited. Thank you, Jesus, as if I couldn't get any more excited than I usually am. But on tonight, I have joining us once again, we have First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas. Now, when she came on last time, hallelujah, she preached, okay. The sister preached, okay. She preached, all right. And I was so excited, and we were just, everybody was just so blessed by her message. And she has kindly agreed to return and bring us another message on tonight. So at this time, I'd like for you to get your Bibles, get something to write with, and to write on, and prepare to receive the mighty woman of God, First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas. Amen.
Well, good evening, and thank you for such a beautiful introduction. With respect to you, Bishop Cook, the body of Christ, my dear husband, Pastor Thomas, and you, the entire listening audience, thank you for asking me back. God bless you. I'm always humbled and honored to share God's word, a saving word, a transforming word, and a trustworthy word. Amen? Let us pray. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for just loving us. Meet us through this ministry. God, we come before your people with great anticipation that your word will encourage, excite, and ignite us to love more, pray more, study more, and above all, follow you more. Bless us now by your Spirit in Jesus' name. I just need to say this before I say amen. Somebody needs a listening ear. Oh, I don't know who you are, but somebody needs a listening ear tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to start with a true story about me. When I was growing up into my adolescent years, I noticed all the neighborhood girls were far more physically developed than me. Actually, the boys teased me by calling me Olive Oil. She was Popeye's skinny cartoon girlfriend. You can laugh if you want to. Does anybody remember the cartoon Popeye the Sailor Man? He ate a lot of spinach, and it always gave him amazing strength. Well, I exercised. I ate all the food my mother put on my plate. I gulped down glasses of milk, and still, I never gained a pound. I wanted to be admired like the other girls, but I was always looked upon as the boys' play sister or their little cousin. Well, as the days, weeks, and months passed, I begged my mother to buy me a beginner's book. Finally, church, finally, she consented to take me shopping. I had to purchase a bra with my allowance. I didn't care. I felt so mature that day. I was happier than happy. Well, being the clever thinker I was, I decided to put a pair of my brother's socks in my beginner's bra and head out to school one fine morning. Are you laughing? Well, during AM recess, I lost one of the socks. You cannot imagine how embarrassed I was when a classmate picked up my sock boob, handed it to me saying, "I think you lost something." It felt like the whole world was laughing at me. Isn't it a blessing when you can laugh at yourself?
Amen.
I believe my beginner's bra would make the boys notice me, and the girls would see me as one of them. Instead, I was snubbed and the laughing stock of the playground. I learned a very valuable lesson that day. You can't buy admiration or friendship.
That's right. Come on.
Pretending and imitating, it just won't get it. Either you have it or you don't. So I just finally surrendered to just being my flat-chested self. Tonight, I want to talk about the fact that some things are not for sale. I have titled this message, "There's Nothing Like the Real Thing." Oh, somebody needs a listening ear. There's nothing like the real thing. Have you got your swords, your weapons? That's your Bible. I often say we can't kill the devil. However, we can wound him. Please turn to Acts 8, verses 17 through 20. Again, that's the 8th chapter of Acts, verses 17 through 20. And I'll be reading from the Living Bible. Verse 17 reads, "Then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit." 18. "When Simon saw this, that the Holy Spirit was given when the apostles placed their hands upon people's heads, he offered money to buy this power." Verse 19, "Let me have this power too," he exclaimed, "so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit." Verse 20, "But Peter replied, your money perish with you for thinking God's gift can be bought." How many times have we thought we could get by with something, cutting corners, catching a good sale, taking shortcuts, acting like someone we're not, when such actions only put us farther back from the finish line? This story in Acts, the 8th chapter, takes place when great persecution of believers was active in Jerusalem. Stephen had just been stoned to death, and Saul had not yet been converted to Paul. And listen, he was hell-bent on destroying believers, even going into people's homes, dragging them out, throwing them in jail, just because they believed Jesus was the Messiah and he had been resurrected. Fearful for their lives, believers fled from Jerusalem. I can't talk about them. I don't know what I would have done at that time. Some went to Judea, others fled to Samaria. However, the apostles remained in Jerusalem. In this passage, Philip, who was a deacon, went to Samaria preaching Christ. He held on to his faith. And because of that, Philip was blessed to do great miracles there, healing the paralyzed and demon-possessed persons. The villagers were overcome with joy and believed Philip so much so that numerous people were baptized. Well, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard this wonderful news, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. Now listen carefully. Once there, the two apostles prayed. I'm going to say that one more time. Once there, the two apostles prayed for the newly baptized believers to receive the Holy Spirit. Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was given when the apostles laid hands, and he wanted this power too. Don't we often want what our neighbors have? In other words, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. This is nothing new. We've heard this. We never consider the owner uses more water, more fertilizer, more time pulling weeds, mowing, edging, and just caring for his or her yard. Moreover, if you look closely, you may discover it is not grass at all. Ha! It's an artificial product called AstroTurf. It looks and feels like the real thing, but it's fake, like my sock boobs. There's nothing like the real thing. When people see us, I often wonder, do they see Jesus? The world is truly hungry for the real Christian, the real friend, the real neighbor, the real Holy Spirit, real peace, come on, Jehovah Shalom, and the real Jesus, which are not for sale. Now, Simon, who is one of the main characters in this passage, is a Greek, and he was known as Simon the Sorcerer. He had been a musician for many years in Samaria. He was a very influential, proud individual, and he was looked upon by many as the Messiah. That's really sad. But that was only because of the amazing, magical things he could do. However, notice I said however, after hearing Philip's fiery sermons and seeing the many miracles Philip was able to do, Simon ultimately believed that Jesus was the real deal and in fact was baptized, and he too began following Philip along with the villagers. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I wonder, do we really, really believe Jesus is the Messiah? Do we really believe he's our Redeemer, our Savior? He is God in the flesh. If so, why do we continue to live such sinful lives? Oh, by the way, don't answer that. I'm just thinking out loud. We live in a rush world. I want it now syndrome. Immediate gratification is the going thing in our digital world. Here's an example. And I can say this example because I have a background of education. Many of our young people start college and they drop out. It takes too long. I can work now and make $12 an hour, so they say. Never realizing that once completing college and earning that degree, one can make triple times that amount. One may even end up owning that very business, or better yet, forming their own company. My mother used to tell me, haste makes waste. I didn't understand it when I was growing up, but I got it now. Well, Simon, being a babe in Christ, was a new convert, and secondly, he was still looking at things with his natural eye. We know this because of his reaction seeing Peter and John lay hands. I want that same power, he cried out. 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us, the things which are seen are temporal. That means they are brief and fleeting. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Church, that means they're everlasting. We don't see the Holy Spirit. I like to say the Holy Ghost. We don't see the Holy Spirit. What we see is his effects. We see his impact. God's gifts are for us to serve others and build up the body of Christ, not to boast, brag, or bank money. We don't earn God's gifts, and we certainly can't purchase them. God imparts his power and gifts upon us as we develop a relationship with him, not a religion, a relationship. He desires to pour out his spirit and gifts upon us, but only through spending time with him. Ladies, I got a question for you. Would you give someone you just met a dress that you love and you spent a pretty penny for it? Because maybe she said, oh, girl, that's a pretty dress. I really like it. Oh, and it's my favorite color. Can I have it? Brothers, would you give your car to a stranger, only knowing him briefly because he said, man, that's some ride you got. I would love to drive my honey in that whip. Will you give it to me? I don't think so. I wouldn't. As much as I strive to be a Christian, and I'm serious about my walk. I'm serious, people. As much as I strive to be a Christian, I am not giving my good things away, and I hardly know you. I need to see your character. I need to know you for a while. Moreover, I want to know, can I trust you with my gift? Will you treasure it? Will you appreciate me for sharing with you? Additionally, here's the kicker. If and when I need you, will you be there for me? Matthew 7:6 tells us, don't give holy things to depraved men. Some scriptures say dogs. Don't give pearls to swine. They will trample the pearls, turn, and attack you. This scripture is a metaphor, and that's nothing but a figure of speech, which seems to be teaching against giving what is holy to those who do not understand it. Animals such as dogs and pigs, they cannot appreciate sacred conviction. So to me, this verse implies that there's a class of people who cannot either. Chew on that. This may be the very reason why Simon asked to buy the gift of laying on of hands. He didn't really know God. He didn't really know how to appreciate God's wonderful gifts. I'm so glad God entrusts us with his gracious gifts when we are born again, aren't you? Well, as believers, we know that there is more to life than meets the natural eye. And as we grow spiritually, we come to value the things that are not seen. That means they're invisible, more than the things which we can see, which are visible. But here's what I need to make sure we all know. God sees us from the inside out. His name is Elohim. He sees it all. That's what his name means. He sees our hearts. This means our motives, not that muscle that pumps the blood. When God sees our hearts, he sees our motives, our desires, our love, or our hate for him. He knows if we're sincere or if we're shaking and faking. What is that old saying? You can fool some people all the time. You can fool all the people sometimes. But you can't fool God at any time. Here's what I think about. Will we be faithful in the hard times? Will we praise him in our suffering? Well, poor Simon, like many of us, he's been baptized. He's seen God's power through the apostles, through believers. He attends a 10 a.m. worship service, if you will. He claps his hands to the songs. He pats his feet to the beats. He even gives an offering every Sunday. He believes to a certain degree, yet he hasn't developed a real relationship with the real, true, and living God. God's gifts are not for sale, resale, pre-store opening sale, clearance, layaway, buy now, pay later, no interest for 6 months, or on the last discount rack. God is not to be bargained with.
Come on.
Either we are a follower of him or we're not.
Say
either
that.
You're going to trust him or you're not.
Or you don't. Mm-hmm.
Either you're going to stand on his word or fall flat on your face, like my chest when my boob sock fell out. My husband's laughing. That's all right. Matthew 10:33 says, boob sock. If anyone publicly denies me, I will openly deny him before my Father in heaven. I'd rather bow now than later. What about you? Even though God's gifts are not for sale, many times God's gifts are sold out to the highest bidder. What do you mean, Sister Thomas? Let me tell you what I mean by that. There are gifted artists who have walked away from their true calling to sell their gifts to the secular world.
That's
what
right.
What I mean by that is they desire, am I right about it? They desire the fame
right
and the
it.
Fortune. I am not judging them at all. I'm just trying to make a point. This is what Simon had been doing with his sorcery, and he wanted to continue his money-making schemes. Can't you hear him now? Wow, look at that. If I can transfer this Holy Spirit on people, man, I can be rich in no time. I'll really be famous. Well, guess what 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
He is a new creature. Come on, sis.
Ha.
Mm-hmm.
All things
yes.
are passed away.
Behold,
all things are become new.
Yes.
Simon hadn't changed. Here's what I need us to understand. The Bible says the apostles prayed for these new Christians to receive the Holy Spirit and then laid hands. Simon was not an apostle. He was just a babe in Christ. Rather than asking to buy the gift, why not ask God, Lord, endow me with the gift of your Holy Spirit? Why not that? Now, as a teacher, this is just in me, and I just ask you to bear with me. Let me give you a quick vocabulary lesson. Let me explain the difference between a disciple and an apostle. A disciple is a student who sits under his teacher. We are disciples. We are learners of God's word. Where an apostle knows God's teachings and is sent and obligated to deliver, preach, pass along those teachings. So it is safe to say that all apostles then were disciples, but all disciples are apostles.
That's right.
Simon didn't one time consider praying. He just saw the apostles lay the hands. Do you remember the 7 sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20? I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to briefly take you over it. Sceva was a Jewish priest, and his sons were traveling from town to town, and they were actually casting out demons. But here's the kicker. They got paid to do it.
Yeah.
They would chant. I want to tell you what a chant is, and I want to give you an example. A chant is when you make a melodic sound, as in singing, but it's in a monotone voice, and you just continue to repeat that. So here's an example of a chant. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Let all the earth keep... That's a chant. But now, check this out. After seeing the unusual miracles that Paul was doing, them sons of Sceva, they decided, you know what? Let us experiment by using the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in our next chant. So they decided this is what they are going to say. I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out. Again, they were going to say, and they did, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out. So they tried it on a demon-possessed man, and to their surprise, the demon responded, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? The
who
Bible says,
Ooh.
And the evil spirit
yeah.
then jumped on them, beat them until they ran out the house naked, bleeding, and severely
yeah.
injured.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example, a perfect illustration that the sons did not have the real thing. They did not possess the power or the presence of the Holy Ghost. They had no real relationship with God, where Apostle Paul did. If you see a picture of fire, it provides no heat. A hungry man doesn't want you to give him a pitcher of food. Baby, he wants a real plate of food. See,
come on now.
We cannot give what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Pretending, shaking, and faking will never work. One thing I know, you can't fake the Holy Ghost.
Sure
Either
not.
You have the Spirit or you don't.
Say
Jesus
that.
Even says in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, woe to you hypocrites. Everything you do is done for show. You act
yeah.
holy. You act holy. You're wearing little prayer boxes on your arms with scripture verses inside. You're praying long public prayers in the streets. You lengthen your memorial fringes on your robes and how you love to sit at the head of the table at banquets. In
yeah.
essence, we can write big checks to the church. We can dress in fine apparel. We can look like everything
look
as
like.
Well while hell is breaking loose in our home.
Come on.
I call this shaking and faking. You're not being real. We can buy nice things, but guess what? That doesn't make us nice people. We can wear pretty clothes, but they do not make us pretty on the inside.
Come on, sis.
Oh, yeah, we can put expensive perfume on, rub the cologne
yeah,
on.
All day.
But we are sweet fragrance in God's nostrils.
Come on.
God has told us, be ye holy, for I am holy.
I am
Go
holy.
Go to Leviticus
7:44
and read it for yourself. Here's what I know. We've got to have a personal relationship with God.
Yes.
I may be wondering, how can I have this personal relationship? Here's how. I got four easy steps for you. Number one, you got to start by acknowledging, Lord, I am a sinner. We all are. Romans 3:23. Write it down. Romans 3:23 tells us for all. He didn't say y'all. He said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Come on.
So
hallelujah.
One,
say that.
God, I'm a sinner. Invite him into your life. Number two, pray earnestly to God. Acts 2:21 says, anyone who asks for mercy from the Lord shall have it and shall be saved. And you know what? You don't need no big elaborate words. You don't need no long sentences. Just be honest. Because remember, you want the real that sticketh closer than a brother. You want the real Jesus. You want the real Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Number three, I'm saying read your Bible, but anybody, you can read a magazine. 2 Timothy 2:15, write it down.
Study 2 Timothy 2:15
says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I just want to pause and say that I have a friend. She goes to church with me, and we sit together on the pews. Well, when we were in church, and when the preacher is preaching, sometimes I would already just say what I know he's going to say or she's going to say. And she would always comment, you really know that word. And I don't. It's just that I've studied. I have hidden it in my heart.
Yeah,
and
amen.
The first step, be thankful. Thank him. Psalm 34:1 I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Just read Psalms. All of them talk about, many of them talk about praising God.
All right,
you
now.
Said that right. 106 and 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good,
mm-hmm.
and his mercy endures forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's
Amen.
The good news. We are 21st century disciples, and we have the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
People don't have to come and lay hands on us anymore. Jesus did it all for us. He did it
mm-hmm.
all. The veil has been torn. He dwells in us. Our bodies is his temple. We are the church, not the brick and the mortar structures.
Amen. Say that.
In closing, I appeal to you. Be the best you that you can be.
You can be. Amen.
Don't put yourself on display. Rather, boast on God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
Hallelujah.
There's nothing like the real thing. The
Amen.
Real thing, the real factor
Amen.
Is God. We
Amen.
Cannot impress him, but he amazes us with his resurrection,
mm-hmm.
with his love, with his gifts, with his miracles, with his breakthroughs, the delivering power, salvation, his healing, his peace, his strength. He amazes us. Let me pray. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. God, I hope there was a listening ear on tonight.
Oh,
we
yes.
thank
Hallelujah.
You, Word. God, we
yes,
pray
Lord.
That we have encouraged somebody to be
yes,
real.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To be honest, to be sincere.
Yes, Lord
with
Jesus.
You first. With you
Hallelujah.
First.
Thank
our
you,
family.
Master.
And our
oh,
friends.
Glory.
In the world.
Glory.
In the mighty, matchless name of Yeshua. I declare
thank
the truth.
Jesus.
It will be real. You will show yourself
yes,
to us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen. I'm done.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay.
Nothing
now,
like
okay,
the
now.
Real thing.
It's nothing like the real thing. I know that's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, that blessed me. I needed that one. I didn't even feel good when I started this program. Ha! I think I got a little quickening in my spirit. Glory. That's what I'm talking about. It's nothing like the real thing. Jesus, my healer. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about
yes,
you,
is.
But I know one thing. He's good. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
and
is.
I know one thing. I love to keep it real with him. I've always kept it
know,
real with him.
I know
I'm
that.
Gonna keep it real with him. Because you know what? Hallelujah. Only what you do for Christ will last. And like my sister said, everybody else can see what you do on the outside, but God knows
yeah.
your motives. And see, it's
oh,
going to
yeah.
be a lot of folks going to get up there. You know, they're going to get up there, and they're going to be all perturbed and awed and dismayed because they think they're going to step to the gates, and the Lord is going to say, depart from me. I know you not.
Yes,
you know.
Lord. Yes,
so we
Lord.
Need to be absolutely sure that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know.
Yes.
That our place is secure with Jesus in
yes.
heaven. And for
yes.
all my young people sitting in the chat rooms, look, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. The world today is crazy. And beloved,
yes.
you cannot make it without Jesus. I'm telling you, don't wait, don't delay. Give your life to him. And then you go do what First Lady Thomas said, and you know, you admit that you're a sinner. You pray all the time. You know, we love the Lord, but we have to pray and repent all the time. Because
yes,
if we
yes,
didn't do
yes.
something, we thought something.
Yes,
and if we didn't
yes.
think something, you know, so, and the Lord said if we even think it, it's just as if we did it. So, please, beloved, please, young people, get on board with Jesus, okay? Because he will take you much further than any of these things that you see in the world. Everything that looks good to you is not good for you. Trust and believe. And the enemy is trying to kill you, okay? He wants to take you out. And we want to teach you how to fight with the word of God, by knowing that word, living that word, standing on that word, believing that word, and trusting that word. Now, saints of God, I know y'all know she preached, and I'm going to give you
Amen.
An opportunity.
Amen.
We're going to start with you, Pastor. Hold on. We're going to start with you, Pastor. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We're going to start with you, Pastor.
First, commend my wife for her delivery tonight. She has worked so diligently. And truly, see, there were some things in there that she didn't tell me she had put in, but I thank God for it. And one of the things, though, that's out, I think, is we need to recognize is people selling their gifts for cheap.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so easy to do. When God blesses you with a gift and you have that talent, and it's like you were leaning and trying to call in the young people. It's one of those things that happens to them so often. I see them go astray, bless them with a special gift. But it is God who they owe it all to. And I tell you what,
if you don't use
it for the right, you can lose it.
Even if it's real, you can still lose it.
There are those that are, Whitney Houston is a witness today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor. That was Pastor Thomas. That is First Lady Thomas's beloved, her covering. Hallelujah. The high priest to her home. And we always want to give the men of God honor and here, because I truly do believe it blesses my soul when I see men of God being meaningful, effective, and necessary in their homes, their communities, and their churches, because to me that's the definition of what real men do. So if you would like to encourage our beautiful sister on such an awesome message, if you kindly press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you will be live in the studio, and you can tell this wonderful woman of God exactly what you think. Somebody need to be saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on. Okay, I'm scrolling. All right. Well, we're going to go down to we're going to start with some of the Spirit Alive staff. We're going to go down to Arizona to the Holloway camp. Good evening, precious people.
Ooh, okay. Amen. Okay.
Amen. All right, you're on, my dears.
Hallelujah, then. I don't know whether I'm on or not, but I thank you for being on. God bless you.
There you go. Did somebody say something? Let's not all jump at once here. All right. Amen. I hear you. We heard you, darling, and I'm glad that you're on here, too. All right. I'm going to go to area code 510, last 4 digits, 8865. Good evening. God bless you. Welcome to the studio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I really enjoyed your service. It was a testimony. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. I think that's my dear friend Maxine. Thank you, Maxine.
Yeah.
Thanks God.
How many people call you doll? You know that's Miss Maxine. Come on now. Amen. Amen. You know that's your sister, Miss Maxine. Come on now.
Oh, bless you, Maxine.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
God bless you, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, she preached that, okay? I'm telling you, she came from her soul with that one. She did, okay? She preached on that. All right, we're going to go to 916, last 4 digits, 7300. Good evening, and God bless you. You're in the studio.
Good evening. My name is Sister Hopkins, and Sister Thomas is my first lady. And Sister Thomas, I just want to tell you, your message was powerful.
Wasn't it good?
You related it to it. You kept it simple.
Yeah.
And I am just so proud of you, and just thank you very, very much for that word. It blessed my heart. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your comment, too. Thank you.
Bishop, she is an awesome singer from our new church out here in Sacramento. Great.
See what y'all have to do here one day. Praise the Lord. Look, he said, okay, now you know how I am. Don't tell me that, because the next thing you know, she'll have a vocal track behind her, and she'll be standing up here on global radio singing her little face off. So don't tell me
that,
because I'll make it happen. Don't start with me, okay? I'm trying to be good. I'm just trying to feel good up in here, because you know how I am. See, I will share. I give myself away. I give myself away, you know, so we can so the people of God can be blessed. She'll be, look, I can hear her now. I've got a performance track right on behind her. Just sing it, girl. Just sing it. Just sing it, girl. Just sing it. Shoot. Look, you get on in there with her. Pastor, too. Look, I don't care. Y'all better get around the phone. Amen. See, I'm that sister right there. I'm that sister. Okay, we're going to go to 925, last four digits, 2763. Good evening, and God bless you. You're in the studio.
Good evening. This is Obi, and I'm the son-in-law. I just want to say I'm so blessed to listen to Mama speak this evening. It was so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray God to give her more wisdom and more grace in order for her to carry on with her first lady job in the church. God bless you, Mommy, and thank you, everybody. Good evening again.
Oh, good praise
evening.
God. That's my son-in-law in the motherland.
Awesome. See, that's what I'm saying. It's nothing but love. And that's what this is what we need. You know, saints of God, I'm telling you the truth. She preached a phenomenal message. We understood it. It was clear. It doesn't need to be re-preached. But what we are saying is, we're all saying amen. We're touching and agreeing, because what I need, when I started this network, what I wanted people to understand and to be able to feel is the love of God
amen. That
we share here. The word of God that we share, and that, you know, and there is power in our unity. It's okay to love on one another. The Bible has about 11 one another's we're supposed to do. Love one another, pray for one another, honor one another, accept one another, bear one another's burdens, bear with one another. And see, I believe when we do that, when we demonstrate that, whether it's on the air, whether it's in our churches, whether it's on the street, that's the power of the real church, is that love in unification. So I think this is so beautiful and so awesome, the outpouring of love, because that's what people need to hear. They need to hear the hope. They need to hear the love. They can turn on the TV and watch madness. But I am so grateful for your message tonight, because we need the real thing. And the only show enough for sure real thing is Jesus. So, you know, I just praise God. Let me go. Here I go out to Nisi out there. 415, last four digits. 8135, beloved, you in the house. Go ahead.
Absolutely. This is Brother Lewis. I always like to say,
hi, Brother Lewis.
Franklin, the son that she wish she had. I appreciate the message that she delivered this evening.
Oh, listen to him.
she's absolutely correct. There's nothing more important than a real thing. And as Christians,
that's right.
We sometimes we get caught up when we see the shiny suits, we see the flashy cars, we see the diamonds, but it's nothing more refreshing when you know that you have a heart that's born again,
that's after
living for
God,
Christ, that's loving for Christ, that's loving on your brothers and sisters and being there for them. And I've seen Sister Franklin throughout her journey. And that one of the things that attracted to me as we attended the same church several years ago was her spirit, and her spirit having changed, because she loves intently, and I know she's the real thing.
She does.
So the message with us this evening was that of her being congruent with herself, because when we look at our lives and we think about there's nothing but the real thing, and we have the real thing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our life, there's nothing that we can't overcome. There's nothing greater in our lives for us to have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our hearts, but also there for us as people who's born again. So I just thank you.
Amen.
Sister Franklin, I thank you for your word. I thank you for just putting that in perspective, because you're absolutely right. There's nothing better than the real thing.
Oh,
amen.
Bless you. Our Lord bless you real good.
Yeah, yeah. May the Lord bless you real good. Hallelujah. That is so correct. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. My sister, First Lady, and I go back like old Cadillacs, and I just told her right before the program, I said, you know, one of the light spots when I sat the pulpit was I would look down at my sister and her mother. And during the praise time, she'd be down there with her little tambourine, and she'd be, go! I said, go ahead on. That's what I'm talking about. She wasn't worried about what was to her left, to her right. She was just praising her God. And that's what I said. I praise God for people that are not ashamed to be real, not ashamed to be transparent, not ashamed to praise God. Because if you don't praise him down here, you won't be praising him up there.
Man.
You better say that.
You know, so you know, don't let the Gucci get you now. Don't let the Gucci get you. Don't let the Anne Klein get you now. Come on now, because that Anne Klein can't get you into the kingdom.
Amen.
You know, don't get scared to sweat your little suits out. Don't let the Versace get you. Jesus don't know Versace, but he know victory. He know that. He know that. Do you know him? That's all we trying to ask, you know, as a family, you know, we trying to ask you, do you know him? Because you need to.
My God.
You need to. Because you need the real thing. You know, and so what amazes me is some of the folks that be hollering about the real thing that we can see hollering about the real thing, we want to just say to them, do you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth? Servant leaders, we got to wake up. We don't need any mini-me's, okay? Take your feet off the neck of God's called and sent. Let God be God. Let God do what he's going to do, because he's going to do it anyway. You know.
Yeah, that's the real truth.
Edify them. Encourage them. You know, guide them, lead them, and just be, you know, and be a part of the journey.
Man.
You know, let them be real in who they are. I don't want a Jamaican version of me. I don't want a white version of me. I don't want an African version of me. I mentor a lot of people here and across the water. And the one thing is that I always tell them is let God use you in your authenticity, in your personality, the way you are. Don't try to be like T.D. Jakes. Don't try to be another Joyce Myers. They've got that covered already. Just let that word get down in you.
Yes.
In a way that you can minister and be ministers of reconciliation. See, I don't mind being in the trenches. I prefer being in the trenches.
Yeah.
Because, see, that's where the homeless are.
My God.
That's where the hurting are. That's where those that are coming out of these abusive relationships are. That's where those that are coming out of prison are. That's where I want to be.
Yes.
Mama.
Where the lost are.
Yes.
And then I want to take some more salt and light, say, come on, let's go. That's what I'm doing with this network, you know.
Yeah.
I buy airtime so I can say, I can be a modern-day Shulamite woman. So I can say, here, my sister, here, my brother, come on and break that word. Break these people off some of that good word. Pour out some of that living water for them so they might be transformed.
Yes.
And you did that tonight, my sister, and I'm eternally grateful. You blessed my people. You blessed the people of God.
Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, really though, you really blessed us because that, and that's what, and it's timely because right now we got people telling us so much about this and that, and we don't know what's real, we don't know what's not, you know, but we know God is real.
Amen.
We know God is
Amen.
Real. We know God is real. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I just praise God for all the people of God that came out tonight. And I just want to thank you for listening because, you know, this goes out all over the world, from the USA to the UK to Russia to China, you know, and a lot of, I want you to know, I love the comments. I love the messenger. I love the message. And I love all of your comments because people actually use these programs as Bible study tools for the underground. We're listened to in the Middle East, where if they were caught listening to this, that could be the end of their life. So for all of you that do speak up, that do have a word, I just want to say thank you so very much because you know, you might be the person that says something, makes a comment that catches that person's attention and causes them to come to the Lord. We don't care, you know, we don't care who gets the credit as long as the Lord gets the glory and the throne.
That's right.
That's all
right.
We care about,
man.
Right.
I don't care who gets the gun. You know, we a family. We one body in Christ.
Yeah,
you know, we are family, for real though.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
Jesus's DNA running through us, okay?
Amen.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we do. But again, I want to thank you, beautiful woman of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Thomas, if there be no more comments, I'm going to ask Let me go up here, Minister. I'm sorry, Minister Tina. I almost missed you there, beloved. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Let me get up here to one of my ministers. Yes, ma'am. Good evening, 408.
Well, good evening.
Good
my
evening,
love.
Minister Tina.
What
one of
an
my children.
Awesome message that was. Thank you so much. Evangelist Yvetta, correct?
Hey, so Yvetta.
Yeah.
Yvetta. Uh-huh. Yvetta.
Yeah, she's
Yvetta.
Good. That's all I can say.
Right. Well, today was just one of those days where I hit the wall and just kind of fed up with everything, and I just had to turn everything off and sit in silence most of the day with the Lord. And, yes, authenticity is everything. We can...
Yes.
Pretend to be something that we're not, but God always brings the dark to the light. He always does. But
yes,
we can't shake, even though we are hurting, which today was one of those days. I was just, everything just kind of hit me all at once. And I was just hurting for not just myself, the what's going on in the world and people not being able to gather for the holidays and things like that. And just feeling everything, having a little pity party for myself because I've been looking for work and for 8 months and haven't found anything and tossing and turning things, you know, and just was like, Lord, what's going on? And I know in my heart, when you turn to the Lord and you give it to him, he's going
to
get you through it. You may not feel it at that moment. At that moment, you feel like there's no way to look left. There's no way to look right. Nobody's listening. Nobody's hearing. They just think you're always there to hear them and so forth and so on. And today was one of those days where I just wept and sat home and just prayed and said, Jesus, thank you so much for my blessings. I'm sorry that I wasn't thinking of the blessings that I have. I'm thinking of what I don't have. And how blessed am I to know you, to be able to do those things. But what about the folks out there that don't know you, Lord? That breaks my heart.
You got to reach them.
If they know that they can come to you and they can give you all of their burdens and their troubles, you'll help guide them through. So thank you for that reminder, because there's only one Jesus Christ. There's only one Lord on the throne.
Amen.
Nobody will take our Lord off the throne. Ever, never, ever, never. So thank you so much.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, my dear minister. That's Minister Tina Brown. She's part of the Spirit Alive staff here. Bless her heart. I love her to life. Area code 925, last four digits, 0002. Come on in the room.
Yes, good evening. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for
this message. My prayer warrior partner, my dear sister friend in Christ, Sister Yvette, you did quite a message this evening.
And yes, she did.
What an impactful, what a truthful, one of those look at ourselves
yes.
in the mirror type of message.
Yes.
And, you know, us as Christians, we already are under a lot of scrutiny from non-believers and those alike, and especially when we go through things, I often share with her in our conversations that, you know, people are looking at us not just when times are going good, but when they're trying, when the tribulations and the trials come, they're looking
yes.
to see how we're going to respond. And, you know, we're human just like everyone else, but we have something
that's
special
right.
inside of us, and
we
have Christ in us, and that's who we prayerfully that people see when they
yes.
look at us. If they don't
mm-hmm.
see us, they see Christ in us. And so
Amen.
You can put on a facade
yes.
and you can act like, but
don't
God knows
long.
Our hearts. God knows us better than
mm-hmm.
we know ourselves. My husband says most often, and it's true, that time either promotes you or exposes you. So over time,
exposes
people are going to see
Amen.
If you're
mm-hmm.
real, if you're transparent, or if you're being, you know, fake. If you're not being sincere, you know, there's ulterior motives.
Right.
Our pastor always says most often, you know, why is it you do the things that you do? Why do you do what you do? What's your agenda? What's your motivation behind it?
It
should always be Christ first, and everything else will follow. But
yes,
I really appreciate
you
about a story and the fakeness, because we can, those who are mature
yes.
in Christ can kind of sense it, although it's
they
not our
there.
Place to judge. However, you
but
know,
still.
We can speak life, and we can undergird, so to speak, and undergird and lead by example and model.
That's
you know,
right.
and prayerfully that they take heed to it. Of course, we you can't, you know, lead a horse to water if you won't drink it, but all
right.
you can do is lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink it. Is
make
the saying
drink.
What I'm trying
That's
to get
right.
out. But
Amen. Amen.
We are living examples, and so we pray that
yes.
we're the best representation of Christ, and that's all we can do. People are going
Amen.
To see the real and the unreal, or the insincere, the authenticity.
Right.
So you have always been that for me, for my husband, and our family since day one, Sister Yvette. So I know. There is truth in what you speak, because you do not just, you know, read the word. You live by the word. And I just
Amen.
Wanted to congratulate
Glory.
You on such an incredible message. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you, dear.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. What a beautiful blessing and what a beautiful testament to you, woman of God, and to the beautiful people that you serve. Hallelujah. They're just, your family is just divine. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What a beautiful. See, to me, this is the beauty of the Lord. To me. You know, just listening to you beautiful folks, just loving on one another and honoring one another. To me, this is beholding the beauty of the Lord, because it makes you just feel so good inside, and it makes you feel so real inside. See, I have a whole lot of joy right now. I'm trying to contain myself over here. But I had to be on my producing job. My good. I want to get on my shouting job, but I got to stay on the producing job. My goodness. Okay. Now, area code 510, last word digits 8887. Did we get you, sweetheart? I don't want to leave anybody out, because there's a lot of people
no.
in here.
No. No, thank you so much. This is Stephanie. This is
Miss
my
Stephanie.
Mother. Hello.
We know who you are, Stephanie. You're welcome, sweetheart. Look, Stephanie, I was wondering when you was going to get up in here. Come on, girl.
Well, listen, first I want to say thank you. And then, of course, because she's my mom and so dear to me, I want to thank everybody that has said such kind words about her. But, Mommy, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Your prayer was answered because you asked for a listening ear, and you called on the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
you
did.
I heard you, Mommy. You called on him. And
yes, she did,
you,
baby. Yes, she did.
So I am telling you, listen, you said so many good nuggets, but you
she
are
did.
Such a teacher. You are such a teacher. Not
she
only
is.
Did you tell us to be real and to be honest and to come with our, but you told us
come
how.
Correct.
You told us
yes.
how. You said at the end, here are the four steps. So, Mommy, I just
yes.
want to encourage you. Keep going.
Yes, Lord.
Because God is answering your prayers.
Yes, He is.
Glory
this
to God.
Word
glory
not,
to God.
This word will not come back void. I'm telling you, it will not come back void, okay? Because it's coming back over and over already. You know what I'm saying? She brought a word. And like I said, it was plain. And that's what people need. They don't need the theatrics. They don't need all the singing and that never saved anybody. What they need is the word. They need to know how to apply this word.
Yeah.
From day to day to day, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because let me tell you something, the Holy Spirit just don't show up on Sunday. You right about now, if you're in this world, you better have an up-close and personal relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You better be getting up in the morning, you and the Holy Spirit having a conversation, first thing, finding out what you're supposed to be doing for today.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
My.
Then you let Him lead every step of the way. You don't get all in the way. You don't argue back. You don't debate with God. You just say yes and amen and keep it moving.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
What you do.
Yes, Lord.
And see, when I have sisters, when I have family, like the people that you hear on here tonight, baby, we have church. Because, see, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed to let you know where Christ has brought us from. We're not ashamed to let you know. Oh, no, baby, we ain't perfect. We have not arrived. But we're pressing toward the mark. Okay, which
that's
is the high calling of Christ Jesus. We pressing
for
my mama.
Yeah.
So,
and if
you love me and you see me leaning a little showing up, come on alongside me.
Yeah.
Showing me up. That's what family
does.
If you can
we don't
me,
judge.
Me.
We don't judge. We don't condemn. We don't gossip.
Mm-hmm.
We say, hold up. Hold up, man down. Hold up. Let's reposition. Because, see, we ain't giving nothing up to the enemy. We taking he's taking no prisoners in this camp.
Yes.
This is the transformation station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, see, all you going to get over here is Jesus. Oh, yeah, and some more Jesus. That's all you're getting. That's all we got for you.
That's right.
We got the word of Jesus. We got the love of Jesus. We got the worship of Jesus. We got the adoration of Jesus. But that's all we got for you. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Because you know what you need? Jesus.
Amen.
And see, I'm talking, now see, here I go. I don't know who I'm talking to in my chat room, but I know you on your phone, baby. And I'm telling you right now, you do not need to go back to where you came from. You get on your phone. You get on your phone, and you call your mother, young lady. You hear me, Tiffany? Yes, you. Talking to you. Yep. Get on that phone and call your mama. Don't you go back to that house, baby girl. Don't you do it. Don't do it. See, I have a lot of young people sitting in three different chat rooms, and something just caught my eye, got my attention, and I had my spirit just had to tell that baby, don't do it. You know, sometimes I don't care if people think I'm crazy. I don't care what people think about me. If something moves in my spirit, I'm going to open up my mouth. And I'm going to let you know. If you my family, I say you my family, I love you. That I would let you stand on a railroad track with an oncoming train? I don't think so.
I know.
You know? So I'm going to tell it. So, you know, like I said, my sister, we have to be real. We all need to be transparent. And I'm so glad we have so many people in here tonight that are just that way. You know, I heard transparency. I heard the love. I heard the realness. And you can hear. Yeah. You can hear fake and phony from a mile away. And I'm going to just go on and tell on myself. I'm going to report myself to the congregation, say to God. You know what happens to people when they get on this network and they start in on their grandizing and their self-grandizing and all that stuff? Guess what? Let me tell you what happens. They have a PTD. You know what that stands for? A permanent technical difficulty.
Permanent?
A permanent technical difficulty.
Amen.
Get up on that network talking some crazy. See what happened to you. click up. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. They are experiencing a permanent technical difficulty. They will not be returning. God bless you. Because we have to keep it real. You know, souls are in the balance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have fun with my life. I love my life. I have a good life. God is good to me in spite of everything going on in my life, you know? But we have to be real. And my sister brought it so eloquently, you know, because we don't want to be like them sons of Sceva. You know, we get two scriptures under our belt. And then we're going to run out there cheering. And start casting out stuff. We can't even cast out some dirty dishes out the sink, but we're going to cast out some demons. Okay. Make sure you got the real holy hookup before you start going to try to do things. You know, make sure there's some anointing up on it. You know what I mean?
Man.
Before you go do everything that you do in Jesus' name. And and just to add to what my sister says, when you pray, say to God, we have to believe what we pray.
That's right.
We got to quit praying like we don't believe it's going to happen.
I know it.
That's it.
Yeah.
We
That's
got
it.
To pray like we know it's already
That's
done.
It.
That's right.
You know, we can't be
praying
with no wait-and-see attitude. We got to pray like it's already done.
That's right. So true.
You know,
but too many of us,
say that. Hallelujah in the choir. Why praying words?
That's the thing from Georgia.
Hi.
Look, it can come from Georgia, Louisiana. She tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why pray and worry? Why are we gonna do that? And I got everybody off mute on it. We having a free ball conversation, okay? I don't even care. I just took everybody off mute. We just praising God up in here. We just praising God up in here, okay? That's all I'm saying. We just praising God.
And Bishop Cook, God bless you, woman of God, and I pray that he keep on using you and keep that joy that you have, amen, not only as you are ministering to other people. And I pray that this ministry continue on, because what God got for you is for you. What God got for that ministry is for that ministry. So
I
pray and amen that he keep on using you, amen. And Sister Dahl, you already know where I'm coming from, amen.
I know.
Just
Hallelujah.
Like I say, why pray and worry when you pray? Because once you don't
I know that's
going,
right.
Amen. Let go and let him have it. That's what
there
we have
right.
But no, we want to fix it ourselves.
Say that.
Stop leaning on our own understanding.
Come on now.
Yes.
Amen. Ooh. You know what? Ooh, okay, see, I got the Holy Ghost goosebumps up over here. Praise the Holy, praise his holy name. I don't care what nobody say. I am who I am. Huh. Now, my mother would hear me speak sometimes. She would probably be appalled. She sent me this. I went to college and seminary, and sometimes I just sound like a little old black woman from Louisiana somewhere. I don't know. But that's okay because I have fun doing what I do. I keep it real, you know. I keep it real with all of you. I keep it real with my guests, and it's an honor to be able to have guests that you can come on, and they don't have to have a permanent technical difficulty. I trust you First Lady Thomas. I trust you, my sister, Yvetta. You know what I'm saying? You know, I trust you to bring the word. I trust Pastor Thomas to bring the word. You know, and because believe it or not, in this world today, we have a lot of preachers, but a lot of them aren't saying anything.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so when I hear preachers that are coming straight from the word, that's what they need, the word. Coming straight from the word. It's like this. If you don't like what I said, then you need to go on up there to God, okay, because he inspired it and had it written and all that stuff. I didn't write that. He did. So go up there and talk to him about it. Because that's all you got from me. You didn't get my agenda, my opinion. You didn't get none of that. You got the word. That's it.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you all for being such beautiful people. I can just see your spirits is just bright. It's just really bright. I'm just sitting here lit up like a Christmas tree. I just, you know, it's just like I said, I don't know why everybody wouldn't want to feel like this. You know, just full of the word. Just full of the word. Yeah. Just full of the, you know, full of the, you know, we praising in our own self. I can feel it. I'm hearing amens and glories in my spirit, and ain't nobody even talking. You know what I'm saying?
What a blessing. Thank you for having me, Bishop. I appreciate everybody that listened in, that called, that prayed, that supported me. It's Jesus. I take no credit. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Well, we just want to thank you all for tuning in, calling in. We pray that you will come back again and bless us again. You know me. Like I said, I'm the modern day Shulamite woman. So you know you've been family for a long time to me. So you know you might as well go on take your look. You might as well go on and get in rotation, sis. Get in rotation.
Oh, Lord.
We just going to have to go to put you in rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
Yes, sir. Because, see, look, and I'm not doing this for my listeners. I'm asking you to come for me.
Oh, bless God.
I need a word from you at least every three months. That's all. I'm not going to tax you. Well, every two months. I'm putting my order in every 2 months, baby. Every 2 months.
Oh, yeah, precious.
So, but we just want to thank everybody for coming out. God bless you all. If I do not speak to any of you again, I want you to have a beautiful, bountiful, blessed holiday season. We're going to keep the Christ in Christmas always. As a matter of fact, I want more Christ every day. We live Christmas every day. They're going to catch up on the, you know, they catch up around this time of the year, you know, but we live Christmas every day because I'm trying to get more Jesus up in me every day. I don't know about you, but we just praise God for you all. Go ahead.
When that light bulb feel like it's going out, just holler Jesus, and it'll light right back up.
It'll light right on back. Want it though, Mother? It'll light right on back up for you. Want it? Look, as I say, won't he do it? Amen. Hallelujah. All right, my family. This has been your girl, Bishop Shalene Cook. Hallelujah. Coming at you from taking it to the streets, and I was joined by the phenomenal woman of God, First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas. And we just want to thank her for coming, and we want to thank her wonderful husband for sharing her with us on tonight. I want to thank all the I want to thank all the family that came out. It's like when they come out, it's like we having a family reunion even though we've never met. But it feels like we having a family reunion. And that's a wonderful thing. So I just want to thank you all. I pray that you come out again. Have a beautiful and blessed evening, everyone. I pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Yes, I pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you, everyone. You were
all
phenomenal.
Right. Amen. Bye, everyone.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Amen. 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 And God bless you, Bishop Cook. In Jesus' name.